This is the first year that we have, well, the first time that we've spent three winter trips on one subject. You know, in adult Sunday school, working on what does it look like to have a healthy church, and how do we focus on the gospel in a way that it helps us to reproduce disciples. But in order to figure that out, we have to have the bigger picture of what God has called us to and what he's going to use us for. So we've been working on this definition for the church for a couple years now, and you've seen it in the annual report, and I'll talk for a minute here on what we were discussing in the packet. But I'm going to let them define that for us here, all right? So we've been working on this statement. The church is a group of people
created in the love of God, tied by the relationship to God, originated by God, but accepted individually for the purpose of exhibiting the glory of God to mankind through faithful and joyful service.
Service. We looked through the Old Testament to get that. That wasn't just a few verses in the New Testament to see. God has always been looking to reach out to us. It isn't just, do I believe in a God, and do I think the Bible is true? Since creation, God is and has been reaching out to us and calling us to himself, and that means that he cares how we live and act. So then we've been saying a healthy church should be the living out with the goals of Ephesians 4, 15, and 16, which say, but speaking the
truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, through whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
Inside of that, those aren't just definitions. In order for us to live inside of those definitions, we need four things. And they've been saying that every week as well. We need a common goal and identity. It's inside that definition. It's inside those verses. We need a final word. Not mine, not yours, not theirs, but God's. We need care, to care for these other people that God's put us with. We need character to continue when it seems it's hard and nobody else is doing it. And we need to be truly born again. That can't be assumed. But then this packet, we're talking about three integral components of the church. The first is the church is a place for us to be held accountable. The second is for us to be a people who are on display. And now this verse is brand new, so I don't know if we're going to do this one. But this one goes like this. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And that's Philippians 1:27. It was a great weekend. The older I get, I'm thankful when we get off the mountain and your kids are alive. My kids can be dead, but your kids have to be alive. And so, but skiing, a part of it, helping people work through their fears, amazing, watching some that hadn't done it, to be able to get just a little further, and the rest of the events, but I want to hear from them. Guys, what did you hear? Tell us something that stuck out to you from that weekend. Go.
I think the biggest thing that stuck out to me today, what happened today, was usually on winter trips, when we're singing the songs, I feel like I'm very focused on making sure that we sound good, and that I sound good, because I'm very self-conscious about that. But I feel like this morning, I wasn't at all worried about what we sounded like. I mean, I was, but not in an important way. It was more important to me that we felt like we meant it. I really, really wanted to make sure that I sounded like I meant what I was singing, and I think I did that. But it was weird to see that change within myself, as you know, my focus has been shifted over time. So that was something cool to see.
So in the packet, we focused a lot on 2 Timothy 2:22. and in my group, we put that into the definition of when we're pursuing the righteousness and the faith and the love and peace, we're moving away from the youthful lusts and desires that we have.
So, in day one, like Rachel said, we looked at 2 Timothy 2:22, and it says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." And then this morning in the sermon, I was reminded of that because that was one of the passages we looked at. We also learned about being on display and how a relationship with God is different than other relationships. And I also want to thank everyone for praying for us for safety and good weather.
So our memory verse for this week was Philippians 1:27. And that verse focuses a lot on acting in a godly manner. And it stood out to me a lot that we're not supposed to act half-heartedly. And these were not like the rest of the world. We're devoted to God. And like the song that we're about to sing, I'm Not My Own, it says that we belong to Him. We're not our own. And so we're supposed to act like that, not only in a church, but also outside of that. We're not supposed to just act like Christians inside of a church. We have to share the gospel with other people, and people should be able to see that in our everyday lives.
I didn't get past the first day, but what we talked about in that, it talked about just growing together as one body in one church, and also just how the church provides a place for you to be accountable and on display. And it's just a reminder that, like, how much of impact we have on the people around us. And, like, we represent so much, like, of God. So we just need to be aware of that. And also, just like the song we're about to sing, that there's so much that seems important to us, but then the more we grow closer to God, the more we realize how much it doesn't matter, and the freedom that we find in the things that we leave behind. I just really like that line.
I come from other churches, and I've been on a lot of winter trips and summer trips as well. And they're all very weak compared to what we do at Cornerstone's winter trips. Just like the spiritual depth, the biblical depth, it's all completely different at this group. And I really appreciate it because I wish I had something like this when I was a student their age. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so real and very, very powerful. Being on display, I've been thinking about that I haven't stopped thinking about it since the start of the trip, but just like, it's very, yeah, I become much more sensitive to it just over the course of one weekend.
So I guess one thing we talked about, not so much like in a packet, but just everything is just unity, like in a youth group, in a church, talked with a bunch of different people, talked with Dirk about it a bunch, talked with John David about it. And just, I don't know, I guess how, like, the pastor this morning in Sunday school, they were talking about something that was more like, I guess, theological or something. And there could have been disagreements in it and different people. And so then I talked to Derek about it, and he was like, well, it is biblical, so I appreciate that the pastor is talking about it. But I guess, you know, Christians can disagree among those things, but we really have to agree on, you know, the things that we agree on. And so, you know, it's just like, it's the unity. It's like some things you might not be unified on, but other things you really need to. So I guess that was it for me. It was just a little bit more learning that I picked up and thinking about some things. So, yep.
It was a great trip. I want to praise God for it. Many ways. Stretched by the word, encouraged by the conversations I've had with multiple people over the time, over the studies, and just general life, getting to know who they are more, realizing we're part of, you know, if we're born again, we're part of God's family. And as the lesson on, again, we're not our own, we're on display. I was encouraged by this study, convicted by this study. A lot of the pressures and things of life. I haven't responded so well lately. So it was a good refresher moment to remember that I'm God's and He's got a purpose for me. And I need to keep my head on straight for His purposes and value what He values and not run people over. So just between being stretched by the lesson, again, the relationship building, all that God's at work there, just a special trip in many ways.
There's a silence so foolishly
under God. But those that say that you can't have those without having God, and God is the delight. God is the source of the new star.
Belong to the Lord. Oh, I am not my own. I belong.